Every 2 years, the world stops to watch the Olympics. We see swimmers who seem to part the water and skaters who glide with impossible speed. We see the very peak of human potential. But behind every gold medal, there's a hidden story. A story of innovation, of controversy, and a constant, difficult negotiation between human talent and the technology that extends it. Today, we are all in the middle of a similar story, the story of artificial intelligence. The AI hype cycle feels familiar. It's both exhilarating and terrifying. It promises to solve our grandest challenges, from curing diseases to solving climate change, while simultaneously threatening the very nature of our work, of our art, and even our identity. So how do we navigate this moment? I believe the answer isn't in Silicon Valley. I think we need to look to the swimming pool and the ice rink, because the rule book for managing technological revolutions has already been written. We just need to know where to find it. For most of the 20th century, the design of the speed skate was fundamentally unchanged. The blade was fused to the boot. To take a stride, a skater had to lift the entire weight of the skate, fighting to keep the tip from digging into the ice. Your power was limited. The technique was defined by the technology. Then, in the 1990s, the clap skate appeared. The clap skate had a simple hinge that allowed the blade to stay on the ice just a fraction of a second longer with every single stride. It sounds small, but the result was an explosion. Skaters weren't just a little bit faster, they were smashing world records. The entire sport was redefined overnight by this one elegant innovation. This is the AI breakthrough moment we've all just lived through. For years, AI was a powerful but contained concept. It was an academic pursuit, mostly confined to experiments inside universities and research labs. Then overnight, we all got our hands on the clap skate. Models like GPT-3, tools that could write poetry, tools that could code software, create photorealistic art from a simple sentence. The game had fundamentally changed. We can't go back. But what happens when the breakthrough becomes an arms race? The swim skin, or the Speedo LZR Racer, was a full body polyurethane suit, so effective at compressing the body and trapping air for buoyancy that it was nicknamed technological doping. At the 2008 Beijing Olympics, 98% of the swimming medals were won by athletes wearing these suits. Records weren't just broken, they were obliterated. And it forced a really uncomfortable question that echoed around the world. Were we celebrating the peak of human athleticism, or were we celebrating a marvel of textile engineering? And this is where we are right now with AI. Tech giants are locked in a high-stakes race, each releasing a bigger, faster, more capable model. The progress is undeniable, but it raises the swim skin question for all of us. When an AI generates a beautiful image or a stunning piece of prose, who gets the credit? At what point does the tool stop being a tool and start becoming the talent? The world of sport has had to answer these questions. And their answers could give us a roadmap. The International Skating Union didn't ban the clap skate. They studied it, understood it, and standardized it. They made sure it was a universal tool available to everyone, not a proprietary advantage for a select few. They elevated the entire sport. But the International Swimming Federation did something different. They banned the suits. They didn't ban progress. They drew a line in the sand. They made a choice. They decided that Olympic swimming should remain a contest of human physiology and discipline, not a battle of competing technologies. This is the difficult conversation we're having right now about artificial intelligence and generative AI. When we talk about ethical guidelines, data privacy, and regulatory guardrails, we're simply trying to decide on the rules of our game. We're trying to preserve the human element in our society. But this isn't the only way forward. And this is where it gets really interesting. Because not every sport chooses to limit technology. In fact, some celebrate it as core to their identity. The Paralympics. Here, technology isn't an unfair advantage, it's an essential, celebrated partner. A carbon fibre prosthetic isn't a crutch, it's a tool that enables human potential to flourish. This points to a future where AI acts as a powerful accessibility tool, augmenting our own abilities in transparent and celebrated ways. Technology that helps us overcome our limitations. Then there's the other end of the spectrum, the controversial enhanced games, a proposed event with no drug testing where athletes are free to use whatever performance enhancements they choose. This represents the pure, unfettered argument for innovation at all costs, the move fast and break things ethos, if you like. It says the only way to discover our true potential is to let it run free. So we have three models, three different sets of rules. The Olympic model, where we draw lines to preserve a purely human field of play. The Paralympic model, where we celebrate the partnership between human and machine. And the enhanced games model, where we push the absolute limits, no matter what. Which should we choose for AI? The answer here is we don't have to choose. Like any good multiple choice question, perhaps the answer is D, all of the above. The story of technology and sports proves that the answer isn't a simple yes or no to innovation. It's about deciding what kind of game we want to play in different areas of our lives. Maybe our legal system, our medical diagnoses, they should be like an Olympic swimming final with strict rules and ultimate human oversight. Maybe scientific research, education and creative brainstorming, they can be like the Paralympics, an augmented field where humans and AI work together to achieve things we could not do alone. And maybe in some special, contained and experimental spaces, we can have our enhanced games pushing the absolute limit of what this technology is capable of. The AI revolution is here, but we are not just spectators. We're the referees. We get to set the rules. And by looking at the lessons learned from decades of athletic competition, we can approach this moment not with fear, but with the wisdom to foster incredible innovation, while always ensuring the game remains fair for everyone.